Greetings in Jesus' name on the second day of August, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently in the 50s outside, and it's a marvelous Monday morning. Making the broadcast right here in my home office at 208 Grammar Road, shouting the victory, giving God the glory for what He did on yesterday. My, what an encouragement that we had. As summertime crowds, a little bit down in Sunday school as far as the number of people, but for sure not in spirit. We had a wonderful crowd in our adult Sunday school class. I believe there was 48 men and women in our adult Bible class. And I'm continuing to preach on this great truth. He that winneth souls is wise. And we had a great time studying that. Then preached in the morning on rejoice in the Lord out of Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 1. And last night, out of that great chapter, Psalms 51, and preached on David's sin and how he was guilty of adultery and guilty of murder. And still yet, he found forgiveness through the grace of God, and had a good time preaching last night on restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. I appreciate God and what he did in our services on yesterday, and encouraged about what's going to happen this week as we continue on laboring for Christ. Thank you for praying for us and believing God with us, and thank you for understanding. I was away on Thursday and Friday preaching in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and away from the radio mic, but I'm back this week and looking forward to being with you every day on the radio. I want you to take your Bibles and look with me in the book of Romans, chapter number 5. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. We have the great comparisons here in Romans chapter 5 and verse 20 and 21. The great comparisons on the life that we had before Christ and the life that we have after Christ. The great comparisons here in these verses of the way life was when we were sinners, and now the way life is because we are saints. The great comparison of where the offense abounded before Christ, where we were guilty as charged, walking without Christ, helpless and hopeless and no hope in the world because we were sinners. The offense was abounding. The law entered that the offense might abound. And we knew that we were guilty. It was abounding every day in our lives before we were saved. We knew that our conscience told us we were guilty. The spirit of conviction by the Holy Ghost told us we were guilty. The law said we were guilty. And sin was abounding in our life before we were saved. But then we turn the table. Thank God that where sin abounded, the Bible says grace did much more abound. And now living on the other side, we thank God that we've come to Christ by faith, and we've trusted in the finished work of Jesus Christ, and He has saved our soul. John 3 says we've been born again. John 1 says we've received Christ as our Savior. Ephesians chapter 2 says we've been quickened. Thank God, been made alive. Grace is abounding now. Sin was abounding, but now grace is abounding. Everywhere we look, we bump into grace. Every time that we walk around, thank God, we're bumping into grace. Grace is abounding in our life. We are receiving things that we do not deserve. We are unworthy of them. We're unworthy of God's good blessings and His encouragement in our life and His help and His encouragement as far as we go to church and, thank God, live the daily Christian life and His provision and on grace is abounding in our life. And as sin hath reigned unto death, we've changed courses. Now grace is reigning through righteousness. Isn't it wonderful to see in the life of a believer what God has done and is continuing to do? Why not just call recess and shout a little while this morning and rejoice in God's grace that is reigning in your life and God's wonderful grace that is abounding in your life. Sin was abounding. All of the wickedness in our life was abounding, but thank God now, because of salvation, grace is abounding. You've been listening to this Monday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.